Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Well, Mountain Home won the tip to start this contest. They are moving right to left in this first half. Here's Colton Peters with the ball, throwing it up top to Ben. Over on the right side to Jones. Down the corner to Bashirs. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Hunter Bashirs gives Mountain Home the first advantage. 3-0. By the way, instead of Spencer Terry and Red Atkins, Russell has decided to start Cade Schaefer, a 6-foot junior, and Grant Smith, a 6'4 junior. Ball goes over on the right side to Allen. Ball now up top to Sikowski. He's going to pull, Bowen Mathis. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. And we are knotted up at 3-3 with 7:15 left in this opening quarter. Here's Bashirs with the ball on the left wing. Up top to Peters. Peters drills down into the lane, going up for the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Schaefer. And back quickly comes Russellville. He throws it on the left side to Mathis, who pulls up for another three. That will not go. But Trey Allen in perfect position to tip it back up and in. And Russell has their first lead of the night. 5-3 our score with 6:49 left in the first quarter. Here is Ben throwing it on the right side to Bashirs, up top to Cruz, over to Benton on the left wing. Now he'll give it to Jones. Now Bashirs has it in the left corner. Finds Cruz on the low block. He goes up with it. He can't get it to go, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. Grant Smith picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against the Cyclones here in the first half. Cruz's first free throw is up and in. And he has a chance to tie this game back up with the next free throw. 6:33 left in this opening quarter. Cruz's second free throw is up and good. Second tie of the night as Cruz now has 2 points. 5-5 with a little over 6.5 minutes left. Here is Allen into the front court. Ball goes down to Sikowski on the left wing. Down in the corner now to Sikowski. That was Bowen that had it on the wing. Now Bowen has it on the right side. Goes down in the corner to Smith. Smith will throw it on the right side to Schaefer. Now ball goes over to Allen on the left wing. His three-pointer is good. Trey Allen quickly with 5 points, and it is an 8-5 Russellville lead with a little over 6 minutes left of the first quarter. Here is Benton with the ball on the left wing. He throws it on the right side to Jones. Now Peters has it there on the wing. Now up top to Schaefer. Over to Jones on the left side. Up top it goes to Benton. Benton drills toward the elbow. Now kicks over to Bashirs. Bashirs going into the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked. And Trey Allen comes up with the basketball. He's quickly back the other way for the Cyclones. Throws it down on the low block to Smith. He puts it up off the glass and in. Grant Smith with his first 2 points of the night. 10-5. Matt Russellville leading it. Less than 5.5 minutes left in this opening period. Benton with the ball on the left wing. Goes cross court to Peters on the right side. He'll take the screen from Cruz. Now he throws it to Cruz in the right corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Luke Cruz with 5 points now. 10-8, Russellville leading it. A little over 5 minutes left in this opening period. Here's Smith throwing it in the corner to Sikowski. Now Sikowski goes to the low block, going up for the layup. No good, missed everything. And the rebound controlled by Peters. Back comes Mountain Home. Peters into the front court. He dribbles to the right side. Goes cross court to Bashirs on the left wing, down the corner to Benton. Benton takes a screen from Jones on the wing. Goes up top to Cruz. Cruz will dribble to the right side. Gives it there on the wing to Bashirs. Bashirs throws up top to Jones. Tries to throw it to Cruz. Passes well over his head. Turnover against Mountain Home as Russell comes up with the steal. Here is Schaefer with the ball on the left wing. He'll throw it to Allen, who's going to pull up for the three-pointer. It will not go. And the rebound controlled by Bashirs for Mountain Home. Benton will walk the ball across the half-court stripe. Man-to-man defense for Russellville. Benton dribbles to the right side. Finds Jones on the low block. He goes up for the layup. Good. And we are tied up at 10-10. Matt Jones with his first 2 points of the night. Third tie of the night. Been one lead change so far this evening. Ball goes to Bowen on the left wing. Down in the corner to Sikowski. Now Allen has it on the wing. He takes a screen. Now his pass to Sikowski was off of Sikowski's leg. He couldn't handle it, and Mount Tom comes up with a steal. First turnover of the night against Russellville. Here is Cruz with the ball on the left wing. Throws it to Jones just outside the paint. Now kicks back out to Cruz. He'll try for another three. Good! Luke Cruz with 8 points. And that is the second lead change of the night. 13-10, Mount Sonoma on top with less than 3.5 minutes left of this opening quarter. Here's Allen with the ball up top. He's going into the lane for the layup. Good. Trey Allen with 7 points. That cuts Mount Sonoma's lead to a point. 13-12 our score with 3:15 left of the first quarter. Here is Peters with the ball at the free throw line. Gives it to Jones on the left side. He drives up to the top. Throws over to Benton on the right. He'll take the screen from Jones. Now gives it to Peters. Down to Bashirs, over to Cruz on the low block. He's going to go up for the layup off the glass. It rolls around and goes in. And Luke Cruz already in double figures with 10 points. Here is Sikowski with the ball in their left corner. He's going to dribble just outside the lane. Now kicks out to Schaefer. Now he finds Smith cutting into the lane for the layup. No good, but he draws plenty of contact and will head to the free throw line. Colton Peters picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one here in the first half against the Bombers. So Grant Smith at the free throw line for the first time tonight with 2:41 left in the first quarter. Smith's first free throw is up and in. Wyatt Gilbert checking in, replacing Talon Benton for Mount Sonoma. Gilbert, a 5'10 sophomore. Sikowski takes a seat for Russellville. He was replaced by Savion Brock, a 6'6 sophomore. And Smith gets a second free throw. Now he's going to come out of the game, being replaced by Bryson Kortzmeyer, a 6'2 senior. Now Russell going with the zone press and it just about worked. Bashirs finally does get it across the timeline to Cruz. Mount Sonoma with the ball, leading 15-14, less than 2.5 minutes left of the opening quarter. Here's Gilbert with the ball on the right side. Now he'll drill toward the corner, gives it to Jones on the wing, finds Cruz in the paint. He's going to go up for a turnaround jumper. Good. Boy, Luke Cruz off to a quick start. He already has 12 points so far tonight. 17-14, the Bombers leading it. Here is Allen with the ball in the left corner. He drills out to the wing. Now he throws it up top to Schaefer. Over on the right side, he goes to Kortzmeyer. Up top now to Allen. Now he's going down into the lane, kicks out in the corner to Brock. Now up top it goes to Kortzmeyer. He puts up the three. Good, and we are knotted up at 17-all. Fourth tie of the night. Been two lead changes so far. 1:40 left in the first quarter. We're knotted up at 17. Here's Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over to Jones on the right wing. He tried to force down into the paint to Cruz. Pass was knocked away. Stolen by Russellville. Second turnover against Mount Sonoma. Here's Schaefer with the ball. Throws it to Allen. Goes to Mathis on the corner, right, on the wing, down in the corner to Brock. Now throws it up top to Kortzmeyer. He's going to try another three. This one will not go. The ball was tipped out to Mathis. He's going to try for the three-pointer, and this one will go. Bowen Mathis with 6 points already, and Russellville back on top, 20-17 with 56 seconds left of the first quarter. Third lead change of the night. Four ties so far this evening. Jones with the ball on the right side. He's going to give it to Peters. Over to Gilbert on the left wing. Gilbert throws it up top to Bashirs. Bashirs will drill to the right side. Now up top it goes to Jones. Over to Cruz on the left side. He's going to try another three. This one will not go. And Allen gets the rebound for the Cyclones. He's back the other way. And dribbled down towards the low block, and he's going to be fouled well before the layup. And Russellville is going to inbound it with 26 seconds left in the first quarter. Hunter Bashirs picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two, against Mount Sonoma. Baylor Cresilius and Talon Benton both checking in, replacing Hunter Bashirs and Matt Jones. Cresilius, a 6'2 senior. Schaefer inbounds it to Mathis on the left wing. 22 seconds left. Now ball goes to Schaefer. He has the ball on the left side. Over on the right now to Allen. 15 seconds. He'll take the screen from Brock. Dribble toward the free throw line. Kicks out to Mathis on the right side. He's going to pull up just outside of the lane. Now kicks out to Schaefer. He drills to the right corner. Back out to Mathis on the wing. 4 seconds left. He's going to try another three. This one misses everything. It goes out of bounds with 0.3 seconds left. Mountain Home might have a chance for a catch and shoot. It'll be tough, though. Gilbert is not even going to try it, though, as he takes an inbound pass from Cruz. We have reached the end of the first quarter after 8 minutes of play. It is Russellville leading Mountain Home 20-17. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer, since 1965.